Have you heard the one about the bacon and egg breakfast? The chicken's involved. The pig is committed. Go ahead and laugh because it's cute. Consider, however, that when it comes to the things in your life that you say you want, you're a big chicken. For the most part, we really are chickens when it comes to going after what we say that we want for ourselves and our lives. At best, like the chicken, we're merely involved. And we really do have the best intentions, and we're really very sincere, but pretty much we go through life squinting and flinching, peeking and praying, hoping that it will all turn out. Well, listen up. You say you want great relationships. You say that you want your work to completely fulfill you. You say that you want freedom and fun. You say that you want a great life. And you may have even tricked yourself into thinking that you're making it happen. You may have convinced yourself that you're in action and actively causing the things that you say that you want. I say that secretly, you're committed to maintaining the status quo, looking good, and being comfortable. Yep, I say that what you're really committed to is being comfortable and minimizing risk. And I'm saying to you now that perhaps it's time to get piggy with it. There's this quote that I love by W.H. Murray that suggests that once you really, but no kidding, really commit to something, then the mountains will move too. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there's one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamt would have come his way. Imagine. All kinds of unforeseen resources, seemingly chance meetings, favors, and assistance will occur as a result of this all-in kind of commitment. Like the pig. Now, quite frankly, if I had to rate myself right now as a chicken or the pig, I must confess I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken who's committed to being a pig. I grew up in Madison, Wisconsin, and my dream from the time that I was 10 years old was to one day live and work in New York City. About that dream, I was a pig. I landed in New York City back in the 80s. I got off the plane from Wisconsin via Spelman College in Atlanta, Georgia, with my three suitcases, an acceptance letter into a master's program at NYU, and no place to live. Against the most insurmountable odds and the most challenging circumstances any 21-year-old could hope to face, I not only got a great place to live, but I got a great job and ultimately a pretty great life. See, at 10 years old, not New York City didn't exist in my reality. Not New York City was not even an option. For me, there would be no compromise. I was all in, a total pig. No matter what happened, I kept listening for, creating, and causing the possibility of, I live and work in New York City. That was my dream. And here I am today, a full-fledged New Yorker. Now, if you really want what you say that you want, commit. Like a real pig. Make a declaration and then begin operating consistent with that which you have declared, regardless of the circumstances. And don't rely on the circumstance du jour to determine for you what's possible. In the face of whatever, and I mean whatever circumstance there is, continue to act consistent with that which you've declared. Keep listening for and keep pulling for the possibility of your commitment being fulfilled. That wrought miracles. And by the way, trying to figure out how at the outset isn't necessarily where you want to have your attention. Don't even go there. How it would all turn out or come together for me in moving to New York City, I didn't know. I didn't need to know. Every minute of every day, I was presented with an opportunity to casually dibble and dabble like a chicken, but I chose to get down and dirty in the mud all in like the pig. When I closed the back doors, when quitting was no longer an option, then Providence moved too. What do you want today? Are you willing to commit? You've got countless ideas and splendid plans, don't you? Whatever it is that you dream of, go ahead, begin it today. There may be a mountain or two in the way, so go ahead, move it. There's no compromise and there's no holding back. Go shake up the daddies, interrupt the status quo, and have some fun too while you're at it. And when they tell you no, go find another way. Today you're not a chicken, so don't you dare play it safe. Declare what you're up to and get all the way in. You may get a little dirty, but isn't it time to have what you want? When it comes to the work you do, when it comes to the life you want, perhaps it's time to roll around in the mud. Perhaps it's time to get all the way in. Today you're not a chicken. Today, be a pig.